Hi.
Hi. So.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about your perceptions from the interview. Do we feel like he is remorseful, and do we feel like he's not a sociopath? He's a person who made a mistake that deserves redemption and a new chance on life.
The way I think about it is I don't know what's in his mind, but I would certainly give him the benefit of the doubt that he is trying to find a better way.
Well, what do you think about? Are there crimes that you think cannot be forgiven?
Oh, Zoe, these are really tough questions. It doesn't really matter what I think. It matters what he thinks and he does. I mean, I'm not such
well,
a good
Well, I mean, how did you feel watching me sit across from him, right? Did you feel fine about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Because I have confidence that you could figure out when you're in danger. That's not true necessarily when you were younger.
Do you think that murder is forgivable? I told you I was going to be asking you these questions.
I know, but these are really tough questions. I guess I think that it is forgivable. I guess I think that life has forgiveness in it to the deepest level. That's me. I don't know that I'm right, but for me, that works. I don't know that it works for anybody else. I mean, it's a very difficult question. And, you know, I would be hard pressed to say whether he has repented or feels badly. That doesn't kind of matter to me. It's kind of, that's his to live with. Do you think he was being straight with you in the conversation?
I think he's as straight as he knows how to be at this part in his life. I think that we all live a fictionalized version of our past and our present and our future, and we're all just like kind of acting out our own mind's interpretation of who we are. We don't even know. Sometimes you don't even know what you do or you say. You just do it because it's like a reflex. So I guess, and one of the things that I want to do is, you know, take something that seems black or white and show the prism of colors around it. You know,
excellent.
I think that's the point. And maybe allow people to hold up mirrors to themselves, because I think all of us are lucky if we've made it through our lives not having done something that's had devastating consequences on others, because we are always crashing up against each other, right? We are just, it's constant friction, constant chaos, constant,
right?
Just, you know, we're all like in these little bumper cars just bumping into each other left and right. And like, you know, what is that Jesus thing? Who hasn't sinned, cast the first stone or whatever, right? So I guess that's really the crux of the work I want to do, which is like, you know, judge your own life, forgive others.